Nancy Paul succeeds Wendy Chamberlain as the next U.S. ambassador to Pakistan. Nancy Paul today took over as the next U.S. ambassador to Pakistan, succeeding Wendy Chamberlain. But before getting into her qualifications, the lawmakers were interested in knowing how Paul saw the U.S.-Pakistani relationship playing out, especially as it affects the attempt to round up the remaining Al-Qaeda fighters. Talking about the Kashmir issue, Paul praised President Musharraf's effort to stop cross-border infiltration, but she said more work needs to be done.
President Musharraf has pledged that he will end the support for infiltrating people into Indian Kashmir. We are seeing a decrease in that. It needs to continue to the point where it has stopped. We need to work with both India and Pakistan to find ways to address the Kashmir problem that addresses some of the causes of the conflict, and then to look toward a solution that emphasizes a political solution rather than a military solution. The Pakistanis are dealing with the situation after 9/11 where their support for groups inside the valley is no longer seen as something that the international community can tolerate in terms of the tactics that have been used in attacking civilians and other groups. They are in the process, I believe, of redefining how to support and to develop a strategy for pursuing what they see as their goals with regards to Kashmir. Our first focus will be on these elections and trying to ensure that we have trained poll watchers who can observe the elections and try to contribute to making them free and fair. We will be working to encourage debate of the issues during the campaign by supporting civil society groups that want to do that. We're also, I'm hoping, we're in the process of trying to develop a program that after the members of parliament are elected, that they will... those who wish can participate in an orientation program
right now. Nancy Paul has been serving as the top official at the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan for nearly 2 months. Paul has spent the past 25 years in the U.S. Foreign Service and most recently served as America's ambassador to Ghana. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.